This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, NRE, the marriage of JJJ, petitioner appellant, vs. DJ, respondent, decided March 27th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One in division NRE, the marriage of JJ, petitioner appellant, v. No. SD 38576, filed March 27th, 2025, DJ, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Carter County. Honorable Stephen F. Linksweiler, judge, affirmed. Following a bench trial, JJJJ mother appeals the trial court's judgment denying her motion to modify, in which she sought joint legal and sole physical custody of the party's minor child. Mother argues the trial court erred because its Part 452.375.2 analysis was flawed, incomplete, and wholly inadequate, in that it considered touching incidents at child school outside of the Part 452.375.2.1.8 factors. Mother contends that these incidents should have been discussed under Part 452.375.2.5 and 6. 1. Because the trial court committed no error, we affirm. 1. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016 as amended through April 24, 2024, the date of the trial. 2. Facts child was born in February of 2014 to mother and DJ, father. In April of 2018, a judgment of dissolution of marriage granted mother and father joint legal and physical custody of child and scheduled equal visitation time. Father's residence in the Elsinore area was designated as child's primary residence for mailing and education purposes, and mother and father agreed that father's parents, who lived nearby, would babysit child. In March of 2021, mother relocated to Marble Hill, Missouri, 64 miles from child's primary residence in the Elsinore area, and she sent father a relocation letter pursuant to Part 450.377. Father filed a motion opposing the relocation, and mother failed to respond, extinguishing her relocation request. Mother then filed a motion to modify, alleging continuous and substantial changes and requesting sole physical custody of child. A bench trial was held on June 9, 2023. Mother testified that she wanted to relocate child because she wanted to live with her boyfriend in Marble Hill. Mother also testified that child had been inappropriately touched at school on two occasions. The first incident happened on the school bus, after which the offending child was removed from the bus. The second incident occurred in a classroom involving a different student. Father acknowledged the touching incidents but testified that child wished to remain at his school. Father submitted a letter from child's teacher, KS, in which KS stated that she spoke with child and that child wanted to remain at his current school and visit mother every other weekend. All of child's friends attended his current school, where child was excited to play baseball and basketball. Child's guardian ad litem testified, "Based on my interview with both parents and with child, I feel it's in child's best interest to reside with his father, go to his current school." 3. On April 4, 2024, the trial court denied mother's motion to modify. In its judgment of modification, the trial court included written findings of fact and conclusions of law pursuant to Part 452.375.2, Factor 1, the wishes of the child's parents as to custody and proposed parenting plans submitted by both parties. Mother's parenting plan would uproot the minor child from the home he has known since birth, the school he has attended for the last 4 years, and all of his childhood friends. It would move him to a different county and different school. Whereas, see, father's parenting plan maintains the status quo of home and school. Therefore, this factor heavily favors father. Factor 2. The needs of the child for frequent, continuing, and meaningful relationship with both parents and the ability and willingness of the parents to perform their functions as mother and father for the needs of the child. Both parenting plans give the parents a frequent, meaningful, and continuing relationship with the child. It is only due to mother's unauthorized relocation to another town in a different county that has caused mother to not exercise her custody during the school year. Therefore, this factor favors neither party. Factor 3, the interaction and relationship of the child with the parties, siblings, or other persons who may significantly affect the child's best interests. Father has an unbreakable bond with the minor child, and the minor child enjoys being around father's extended family, which consists of numerous aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents. The minor child spends considerable time with the father's parents,